until now, my understanding of Mother Annapurna was limited to whatever is experienced through our five senses as food for that.
Yes.
But after today's class, I think my understanding has changed, so I want to make sure. So Annapurna to me now represents everything in this world, because everything is experienced is also the experiencer.
Correct.
Or supporter. Okay, so Maharaj, that's so Annapurna itself, the word Maharaj, because Sanskrit wise I'm not very knowledgeable, but that word itself conveys this idea then.
See, Annapurna, first idea is she is not a person, an individual, devata, sitting somewhere and distributing food from her store. That is the grossest idea we get. Many times I told you, Annapurna means she is manifesting in the form of Annam. So when I'm eating food, I'm eating whom?
Mother
Annapurna. When I'm drinking Ganges water, whom am I drinking? When I'm drinking mother's milk, whom am I drinking actually?
See.
Mother only, isn't it?
Yes.
So, you extend this idea, but who is the eater? Because this body has come out of Annapurna only.
Yeah.
So, who is eating Annapurna is eating only Annapurna. That is the idea. Both food and eater of the food, they are both two manifestations mirroring each other, but they are one only. So Brahman alone has become the subject. Brahman alone has become the object. Brahman alone has become the enjoyer as well as the enjoyed, supporter as well as the supporter. So what is the conclusion? Everything that we see, including my body, my mind, and everything else is nothing but the manifestation of Brahman. That is the idea. And incidentally, when you are eating the prasadam, how do you look upon it? As food or as God?
As God.
That is why you salute the food. When suppose the food is slipped and fallen on the floor, what do you do?
Yeah.
Indirectly, we are trying to see God. That is called holiness. Holiness means seeing God. Whether it is a person or food or any everything that is touched by Sri Ramakrishna is holy for us, isn't it?
Yes.
That is the idea.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mahaji.
Okay.
Now, Samiji, could you pray? Just a very small question about this Annam and Indiyat. What if the food is really, dirty or unclean, or what do we say then, or we don't say anything?
Sri Ramakrishna had given reply, all waters are Narayana.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean that if you go to a cesspool and start drinking, that is not the idea.
Sure.
Idea is whatever is suitable you take.
Okay. But no need to criticize, yeah.
But you must look upon what is Annam, whatever keeps me, what I am, alive and functioning, that is called Devata, God.
Yes.
So you respect every food.
Everything.
And to make this point very valid, Bhairavi Brahmani from somewhere brought two things. One was, one day she brought the feces.
Oh, yeah.
And then said, do you touch with your tongue with reverence?
Yeah.
He said, how can I do that?
Mm.
So rotten food. And then she said, what is there? Because it may not be suitable for us.
Mm.
But a dung beetle, for it what is food? What is the food for the plants?
Mm-hmm.
Is it not the feces of cows, animals, human beings, everything? Really speaking, it is not suitable. We are not able to digest it. But it is the best food for what is called fertilizer for all the plants, etc., for so many animals, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
We are not seeing. That is called holistic attitude. Look at how other creatures are living.
Yeah, dead carcasses by the vultures. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for them, we would have been dead long back.
Yes.
So, look upon everything as manifestation of Brahman as sacred. That is the lesson.
Great. Thank you, Maharaj.
Are you clear that whatever it doesn't mean,
yes,
go on eating and drinking what is not suitable?
Yeah, I know that. Very clear. And you extended it further to really just everything that we consume, you know, through all our five senses is to be actually venerated and enjoyed as the Annam Prasadam. Yeah.
As Brahma. Manifestation of God. That is called prasada. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Maharaji. Jai Thakur.
Pranams, Maharaj.
I was thinking, am I missing something? Okay.
Maharaj, this whole enjoyer, enjoyed, supporter, supported, seems like a meeting place of contradictions. Like in the book of Mirdad, there was a bunch of contradictions, but it all makes sense.
Correct. Seeing contradictions is called bondage. Seeing no contradiction but perfect unity is called spirituality.
It is so challenging, Maharaj.
Of course it is challenging. What is your problem? It is Brahman who is challenged, or is Brahman who is challenger? What you have got to do with it?